Don't make your children, don't make them pay for your mistakes. It ain't right. Oh no. Listen to me now. Don't make your children, don't make them pay for your mistakes, because they didn't ask to come here. Oh no, don't make your children, please don't make them pay for your mistakes. Oh no, oh no. Seems like I can hear some mother saying to her husband right now, don't you know that we're down to the last cup of flour in the barrel? And she said, man, don't you know we don't have but three or four spoons of lard left in the can? And yet and still, you want to take the little money we got saved and stay out all night and drink. You know you haven't worked in going on 6 months, but I promised myself a long time ago that I wouldn't leave my children on nobody else. I'd let you stay here and drink up all the rest of that little money we got saved, but I'm gonna stand by my children, stand by them till the very end. And I can see that poor father in some corner with folded arms mumbling something to himself. And I don't know what he's saying, but I can imagine in my mind, I can imagine I hear him say, I'm gonna get me a job early in the morning. I'm not gonna make my children pay for my mistakes. Listen, because they didn't ask to come here. And I'd be less than a father if I made them pay for my mistakes. You see, my children didn't ask to come here. And who knows, I might have to turn back on them for a favor one day. You see, they didn't ask to come here. Lord, no. And I'm not gonna make my children, ooh, I'm not gonna make them pay. Not gonna pay for my mistakes. It ain't right, it ain't right.